Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Love train.
Damn.
Hey, it's noon.
Hey.
Noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Genuinely and truly. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. College football corner at 12:20 as we will react a bit more to some of the playoff rankings from last night and start looking ahead to Saturday. Some good games on Saturday. And probably mention something or other about the coaching carousel, which continues to get crazier by the week. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I know we didn't get to it in West Trinity, but some Braves news came out yesterday. Yep. I was in the car taking Samson to tutoring when Alex Anthopoulos was on with Dukes of Bell at Zeno's Inn, and they asked him, that was the last question Carl asked him about the player option, and he said, I give you one, only one. Alex was real smart with it. I give you one name to ask, and he asked Ozzy, and basically Alex said, yes, we're going to pick up his option and explain why and, you know, what Ozzy means to the team. The funniest thing is my son, 12-year-old Samson. Hell yeah, Dad. And I just looked over there like, hey. But yeah, it was
he loves Ozzy.
He loves him some damn Ozzy Albies, man. Yep. And then we saw a little while ago that that they're going to pick up the option on Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. And so there's only one player that has the player option that they probably won't pick up, Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah.
So okay, there it is right there. So, but he did talk about different scenarios, Andy, as far as where this team priority right now. Shortstop,
yeah.
Another starting pitcher.
Pitching, bullpen,
pitching. Because I saw this thing, it just popped up. It was a thing called MLB Executive Burner, whatever, and it has like projected salaries for different players. Uh-huh. And I was asking you, as the number one free agent is Kyle Tucker, and it's projected, they project him 10 years, $400 million. I was like, $400 million for Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I see that.
Yeah.
But they were talking about the shortstop that was just here. A 2-year, $32 million with the option.
Okay. I mean, that's the same thing, basically.
You were saying that yesterday. That's why I said that. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. He just wants a little bit more on the con. He just wants a couple extra years, which, all right, fine. I mean, that's the best option at shortstop.
Right.
You got to do something.
Yes.
We can't do what we've done the last couple of years. So, I love spending other people's money, but I got no problem with that.
Damn, I'm just looking at these baseball numbers.
On the baseball
Kyle
money,
Schwarber, they got Kyle Schwarber listed 6 years, 165.
Yeah, the baseball money is just outrageous.
Cody Bellinger,
like if you're a top level baseball player right now, you're gonna make $500 million.
Yeah, man.
Like if you're a great baseball player, you might make $1 billion in your career. Like Shohei signed a $700 million contract. And it's a bargain.
Would you take Edwin Diaz as your closer?
Diaz. Yeah, I'll take him.
Okay, they got him.
We can bring the trumpets back.
3-for-6.
Because remember, he's the trumpet
six,
guy.
6-7.
Original trumpet.
Diaz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure he's not celebrating too much, because that's when he got hurt.
But he wasn't, yeah.
He was celebrating at the World Baseball Classic and he got hurt.
That was, boy.
It's very sad.
It did. But at least he got his money before that happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, remember yesterday we had the AMA question about if you had like a smelly coworker, would you tell him?
Mm-hmm.
And then I told like that brief story about how the first time I got told that I didn't smell very good after gym class in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if people think I make the names up that I say from my childhood or not. I don't. They're real people.
Yeah.
And I usually feel real safe because Seattle's a long way from here. I don't say anything bad about anybody.
You know.
But I mentioned that it was my friend Jamal Banks
uh-huh.
coming out of gym class in fourth grade, let me know I was musty.
Uh-huh.
Apparently Jamal lives in Atlanta.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And I guess a friend of his listens
uh-huh.
and hit up his wife and was like, hey, they were talking about Jamal on the radio.
Right.
She DM'd me last night. She was like, funny story, but And she was like, you know, we live here and all that. And he was like, Jamal would love to get together. And I was like, oh, yeah, so we're going to awesome. Have lunch. He also said he was sorry for calling me musty in fourth grade. Yeah. Which he didn't need to be, because I was. Like, it was, he was just letting me know. He was helping me out.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you, man, because, I mean, and you, like, I'm the only one with older with boys. I mean, Jack's still a baby. Uh-huh. But he's going to, like, whenever you got to have that conversation with your sons. Like, as a, like, you don't want your child to come home and say that somebody said that you were musty. Yep. You're supposed to, like, especially your boys, like, hey, dog.
Yeah, you got to be on top of it.
You got to, you know, because you getting, like, my boy, like Samson. Samson's starting to smell grown now.
Right.
So he keep deodorant in his book bag.
You have to.
Yeah, especially.
Got to have the emergency stick.
Yeah, dogs, you can't. That one thing, Angela, she, hey, boy. Yeah. And that's before, that's, you know, that was like deodorant on the budget. That's what, that was the tussy days. If you ain't never had, if you ain't ever put no tussy on the underarms, you're going to lose a couple layers before you get used to it.
Strong aluminum content,
yeah,
probably.
Man. Everybody, y'all know about that tussy out there, man. It burned a hole through your shirt.
Anyway, shout out to Jamal Banks for listening and for letting me know those years ago. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so what?
I'd be laughing about that damn tussy deodorant. Oh. Damn. What?
Raheem Morris meeting with the media currently. So we'll get some fresh cuts for you for the 1 o'clock hour. But Abe was telling me that he said it doesn't look good for Bergeron.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he carted off?
Was he carted off?
I think so. But
that's not good.
No, it's not. It's not. But I think, you know, just next man up, Kyle Hinton. Okay. But I just they're going to have to just continue to play. I mean, that's a big loss when you lose Bergeron. I mean, he's playing okay this year.
He wasn't
playing great this year.
I think his run blocking was pretty good, but his pass.
Yeah, he wasn't as good as he's been the previous couple years here.
He was getting tricked on a lot of stuff.
But still, yeah, those stunts were getting him. And then we've mentioned this like week two, and teams are running the hell out of them stunts because he wasn't passing it off right. But, another blow to the offensive line, a unit that they need to play a lot better for this team to win.
They do. I mean, that's the bottom line. That unit has to play better to get everything going. Everything starts there, and they just haven't been good enough the last 3 weeks. We can skip. We had Raheem talking about J.D. Bertrand.
We don't need to hear no more about
him. Yeah, we're good. Maybe he'll say something new about it in the press conference.
Said real quick, to piggyback on what Abe said, Matthew Bergeron is week to week, so that means he.
Okay.
And Chris Lindstrom is day to day, so it's a possibility he plays.
But it's also a possibility that he doesn't.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. And that's why you got to take advantage when you have that good health.
Yep.
And they didn't. Jets made a bunch of big trades yesterday. One of them is that they dealt defensive lineman Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for a 2026 second round pick, a 2027 first round pick, and Mozzie Smith. They also traded away Sauce Gardner yesterday, so the Jets flat out hit the reset button, got a bunch of first rounders in return to start trying to do that process. And the Cowboys get a good player in Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, I think with the Jets, they're in complete rebuild. They're giving AG an opportunity to really, really put his stamp on it. They were able to get back. I don't know. Now, Mozzie is no damn Quinnen Williams or anybody else, but they got him. He's a starter. He's a starting tackle. You got one of those. And then you got a complimentary player to Garrett and AD if he can just stay out of his own way, because he's a good damn player. And I know that one play in L.A., if it doesn't happen – when he fumbles the ball, if that doesn't happen. But it's neither here nor there. The Jets are basically saying, okay, we got to reset. And for him to get rid of those two pillars in that locker room tells me that that's one of those things where ain't nobody safe.
Yeah, that's also, man, that's, I know the trade deadline is when it is. So you have to, if you're going to make moves like this, it's the way it goes on the calendar. But they got 9 games left, mm-hmm. man. Like,
yep.
That's going to be a long walk home.
Yeah, brother.
That's a tough. They're 1-7. I don't know. They might not win 3 games this year. The Cardinals are going to start Jacoby Brissett.
Not surprised.
Brissett will be the starting quarterback. I'm not surprised, but that's a lot of money on your bench.
Yeah, I lost the damn stat, but it was like Kyler Murray has 3 for $157 left on his contract. 39 is guaranteed already for next season. And just like that Kirk Cousins bonus thing, if he's on the roster, 15th the previous year has $15 million guaranteed. I mean, their offense looks better. Marvin Harris is being used.
Yeah.
I don't take Kyler as a team guy. He's over there pouting with his damn with the hood on. You know he's short as hell, so his feet are dangling and swinging. Over there just pouting his little ass off. But
he's just a bad body language guy on the sidelines.
You gotta do what you gotta do. If you coach Gandy, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to win games.
You got to win games.
And the thing about it is they've been in a lot of the games that they lost. Yes. They lost four straight games by less than 5 points.
Yes.
That's an NFL record.
Yes.
They're 3-5, and again, they won. They beat the Cowboys Monday night, and offense looked better. Try to catch lightning in a bottle.
Try to.
Got to try to not get fired also, because, you know, you only get so many losses before they get you out of there.
Nolan Smith, designated for return, beginning a 21-day
window
for him. I think he went out and got a pass rusher also. When we talk about the hated for a guy from the Titans, the Eagles did, or was that the Colts? I mean, or was that the Ravens? No, they went and got Jaden Phillips.
Yeah, they got Jaden Phillips got from the Dolphins.
Yeah, they got Jaden Phillips from the Dolphins. But one more thing I wanted to mention. The kid from New Orleans going to Seattle, giving Sam Darnold another damn weapon. And this Seattle team, man, I mean, they've won 11 of his 12 road games.
Yeah, they're 11-1 on the road.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable because we know he's a DC and that damn defense, young defensive studs that he had, they were going to be good.
Yeah.
But it's about Sam Darnold.
Yep.
It's about Sam Darnold. The offensive line's good this
offensive
year.
Line's good.
They're good this year, man.
And Smith and Jigba's fantastic.
He's unbelievable.
The running backs are healthy.
Yes.
Like when Ken Walker and Zach Charbonnet are healthy, that's a 1-2
punch. And
then
they got that 12th man, dog.
Yeah.
They got that 12th man. So,
and that's what's weird is they've been kind of not good at home. They're 2-2 at home. They're 4-0 on the road.
Crazy. It's crazy. Hey, this Saturday, noon to 2, join our gal Allie Mack at Carriage Kia in Woodstock as she gets you ready for the Sunday's big game. One lucky fan won the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the stand. There'll be other prizes. Plus, winners can take home tickets to a upcoming home game for the Falcons. Again, that's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with our gal, Allie Mack.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and get into a college football corner. Playoff rankings came out last night. We'll start looking ahead to some of the Saturday matchups as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour as Falcons get set to head to Berlin tomorrow. Practice today, head coach Raheem Morris meeting with the media still now and kind of updating some of the moves they made yesterday, some of the injury situations that they're dealing with specifically on the offensive line. So we'll get back into that top of the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider at 1:20 and the AMA, as always, to wrap things up at 1:40.
Abe, you said that long snapper's wife is expecting any day. Yeah, that's definitely not a Jake Matthews type move where, you know.
You'll have air blank one on the ready?
That ain't going to get to that fast.
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably won't get to that fast.
He's probably gonna miss this trip.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
well, I don't know exactly the timeline. I assume he's on the trip. The way they made it sound is this was more of an in-case, not a that's why we have to make the change thing. Oh. So I think he's going to go on the trip, hope everything holds together for
hold it. Hold it,
days.
Woman. I'm hold on the it. Way. I'm on the way.
I'm only going to be gone for.
It's a 9:30 kickoff. We'll be back early.
All right, we'll be back.
It's a long trip, though. That's Thursday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they'll be back Sunday afternoon or something like that.
I probably couldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
It might be one of those, like, only if it's surprisingly early the family sort of things, but they're also trying to prepare and, one of those.
Let's go to the hospital today.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go.
Why
today.
Didn't she just join him in Berlin?
Induce.
German citizen. Dual citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how that
there's
works?
Nothing like having a soon to be expecting mother any day now on an airplane.
It's a super good idea to put her on a
Yeah, that's a super idea.
A plane over an ocean.
Because I know they had to induce Isaiah after a game. Really? Yeah, I had back to back road games. We had back to back road games. And so after the first one, went ahead and induced him that Sunday when I got back.
You're encouraged to not fly. Are you not allowed to fly if you're within a certain period of the due date?
Yes.
I don't remember. That's how we got out of the cruise.
I know. You were so excited.
I was so happy.
You're so happy.
I'm still cruiseless.
The belief that your ass ain't going on one.
I'll get her pregnant again if I have to.
Hey, dog. Again, you, Julie, Jim, y'all kids are going to be on a damn cruise.
I know.
Okay, as long as you know that, because you're really acting like you're not going to be.
No, I know.
Your ass is going to be on a cruise.
I'm just trying to
gonna
delay.
Going to be sitting right in the damn cabin next to me. As much crap as I talk about cruises, my ass will be on the, you know why I'll be off spring break?
Well, that'll actually be
on
great.
On a damn cruise.
That would be fine. Like, that would be really fun if we could do that.
I'm almost out of it, though.
Okay.
I'm almost out of it.
Out of what?
Out of the spring break cruise we go on every year. All right, we just got to go somewhere else. I got to spend a little bit extra bread. Because I can't do it no more. I can't be on a cruise with Gwinnett County. Okay?
Everybody.
Okay, I cannot be on a cruise with Gwinnett County going to every day at Coco Cay.
Everybody from the same school district goes on the same vacation.
I can't do it.
So I was going to mention maybe it should be an Andy and Randy cruise. That wouldn't be something y'all be interested
in. Oh, like the Dog Nation cruises. Yeah. Or like the Falcons did a couple of years ago.
Dude, we hot right now, man.
Yeah. We're hot. There could definitely be an Andy and Randy cruise.
Are we cruise hot, though?
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. We hot.
We might be like
definitely cruise
like
hot.
Like deep sea fishing.
Dude, we hot right now, dog. We might be able to get a cruise. I sent the picture to my wife. Well, I sent the picture. I got my new Chattanooga whiskey hat on. And we were talking before about getting some Andy and Randy hats made. You know, my wife's queen of design.
Yeah, that's right.
So I sent her a hat, like, make me an Andy a design for our hats.
Okay.
So, yeah, so she's going to get on top of that.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. All right, if we can swing an Andy and Randy cruise.
I think we hot right now, dog.
I'll do that. That sounds good.
It's pretty hot.
Because, like, on the Dog Nation cruises, there's got to be, like, moments where the players or whoever goes, like, stand up and do a Q&A or something like that.
I'm
like,
pretty sure.
We'll just do an AMA after we hit the open bar for 3 hours every single day with a microphone.
Hell yeah.
That sounds great, actually.
Hell yeah.
All right, now you're talking me into it. Now you're talking me into it. This sounds really good. Let's get to a college football corner. All right, so the first edition of the college football playoff rankings come out. Lots going to happen between now and the end of the season, so you don't have to freak out about it, obviously. But certainly means more than the preseason AP rankings and all of that. They've all played 8 or 9 games, so you got a pretty good idea of who is and isn't good in college football right now. And the committee said Ohio State's the best team in the country, and I can't argue with them.
I can't.
Ohio State's been incredible.
I can't. I know, and we talked earlier, you know, they were coming out with this new metric and these dork numbers and percentages of that's why Texas A&M should be better. Ohio State's better than Texas A&M, in my opinion. I believe that. And so – whatever. I mean, because most of these things, as much as people want to argue for the first 2 or 3 weeks of this crap, it always ends up panning out.
It's all going to work itself
It always
out.
Works because these teams play they're going to play each other.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think Ohio State's the best team in ball. I told you yesterday they do remind me of that second team that won a championship at Georgia, just a dominant-ass defense. And I think their offense might be better than what Georgia had outside of Brock Bowers, who was freaking amazing.
Yeah, but they do have Jeremiah Smith, who's kind of like Brock Bowers-ish.
You know what I mean? A damn freak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no big deal. Georgia at 5.
The thing about Ohio State, just one more thought on Ohio State is we're not – I agree they have been the most impressive team in the country. I think their defense is ridiculous, like you're saying, like kind of Georgia-ish from a couple of years ago. It's a pretty smooth sailing from here on out.
Yes.
I mean, they got Purdue, who's terrible.
Yes.
UCLA and Rutgers.
Yes.
And then obviously Michigan, which they need to handle that Michigan game, of course.
Yes.
But we're not going to get a chance to really see them play anyone anywhere near their caliber team until the Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
Problem with that is those two teams might both be undefeated going into the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
Which is, and then there'll be the whole thing of like they can. Whoever loses still gets in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that, you know, that'll still be a great game in that situation. Texas A&M 30 said Alabama 4th, Georgia 5th, Ole Miss 6th. That all makes sense. They've played each other, and that's the order of which who's beat who. BYU and Texas Tech play this weekend.
Yes, they do. That's where game day is. Game day is going to be live from Lubbock this weekend. I saw somebody. This is the biggest game in Lubbock in like 30 years. I was like, when was that Michael Crabtree game?
That's the one I would think of.
Yeah, that's the only one I could think of, that game against Texas.
Against Texas.
Yeah, that's what I could think of.
Yeah, and that was a long time
ago. Yeah, that's a minute.
That'd be 20 years
ago.
Yeah,
man. So that's the only one I could think of, man. But yeah, it's gonna be crazy down there. I mean, because
you got another early kickoff.
It's a noon kickoff?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I would love to see Lubbock at night. Because that place looks like it would get going.
That's the place where we talked about the tortillas, right?
Yes, they throw tortillas on the field.
There will be tortillas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
people will probably make game day signs on tortillas.
It's gonna be wild. I mean, and I think would somebody like flick a tortilla like a frisbee at Nick Saban or something?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Did you see the video of them singing him happy birthday?
Yeah.
And Miss Terry.
Miss Terry's like, what did Miss Terry say?
Sit up.
Like, damn. Hey, man. Miss Terry said,
he was comfortable.
And how she told him that, though. Sit up.
And you know what he did?
Sat his ass right up.
Blew all the candles out.
Yeah, sat his ass right up, man.
There was a lot of people making wishes for themselves before Saban blew those candles out. A lot of Penn State fans.
Yes.
A lot of, like, yeah.
Andy, there's like, I mean, it's going to be like, say, 15 jobs probably open. There ain't 15 coaches.
There's not.
You know what I mean?
There's not.
Like,
there's going to be a lot of fan bases disappointed in who they hire, which I think is dumb because you don't know.
You don't know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like it's one of those things. You mentioned yesterday, like all these teams or all these fans or whatever think their team is the best program or whatever. And all they need is this one player and things like that. I know that I saw that people are talking crap about Josh Heupel at Tennessee. Remember how was it for him?
Yeah.
I mean, they were in the playoffs last year.
They were in the playoffs last year.
They were in the playoffs last year, man.
They were ranked number one a couple years ago.
Yeah, like
it was pretty tough sledding before that.
It was pretty damn bad between Butch and Derek and Pruitt. It's pretty bad.
Sanctions.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. And I saw, what's his name? Because he wasn't even a good quarterback at Tennessee that said talk of trash. Anyways, he wasn't even that good at Tennessee. But I think that
not Jonathan Crompton.
Yeah, that guy.
No, really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he was talking
what's
trash.
What's he saying?
He said that he was James Franklin. That's not an insult.
Yeah, James Franklin's a really good coach.
Yeah, that's not an insult.
Do you know
what
Jonathan Crompton does now?
What?
He's the head coach at the
And I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I know one of the former Tennessee coaches or quarterbacks is the head coach at Jim's High School.
At Tuscola High School in Waynesville.
Yeah.
You can also buy a used car at Crompton's.
Yeah.
Right down there on Russ Avenue.
Yeah, so that suits him. Yeah, that suits him.
Yeah. They got it all decked out with the orange and white checkers and all that. If you need a youth, they'll get you a good APR down there.
Yeah, he needs
Crompton's.
Yeah, he needs to stick to that, man.
I just remember the first time I went there, I was like, Crompton's? Like Jonathan Crompton?
You said it just like that?
And my wife was like, yeah, I went to high school with him. I was like, oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah, because I don't know. I remember he was a big-time recruit at Tennessee and all that. You're a quarterback at Tennessee. I would have heard of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where he is. Yeah, he's coaching high school football. Very good.
And talking trash.
They're not winning a lot of games up there. They're thinking they might have to replace him.
Oh, no.
So for him to say something bad about a coach.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little bit ironic.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Kirby Smart talking about cowbells.
Noise is noise. It's hard to play in the SEC on the road. I have not been to an SEC venue that it was not hard to play into on the road. It's just hard. That's not going to change with them. They've got a really vertical stadium. I think the noise gets trapped in their stadium. It's one of the loudest places that I've coached, and I've coached there a lot. They got a lot of pride in how they play and how their team plays and the support of their team. So as far as the early kickoff, that's more unique to me than the stadium. We go to the road games. It's road games, and it's hard. The uniqueness is a change in time zone a little bit because you're changing in time zones and then what time the kick is, but unless they don't have to show up until earlier or later, it's the same for both, and it's how you manage it.
Yeah, it's loud there. We know that. We know Georgia coming. Last time we went down there, Ladd made that great play. You remember that one in reverse?
Yeah.
And it's going to be a hard game. It's a noon kickoff, 11 o'clock on the road against a feisty-ass team.
Yeah, and it's a Georgia football game in 2025.
Yes,
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it shouldn't
it's gonna be hard.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, but it's going to be because that's what they're going to do. They're going to make it hard.
Well, and they're going to get up for it. They know what it is. They want to try to spoiler.
They also
are one win away from bowl eligibility in Mississippi State, which is a huge deal for where they were.
This is a goalpost down the street Starkville game.
That's right.
All right, this is how big of a deal of a game this is. And I'm not saying it's not for Georgia because I know Kirby's going to have these dudes ready to go down there and play. But it's 2025. This is what Georgia does to us, man. What's the line?
8.5.
Okay, Georgia win by 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be 1
yeah.
with 4 minutes
yeah.
left.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly
score
right. But they better wash your ass, though.
Yeah.
Because just like I said last week, about a couple of other these big teams going these early kickoffs, Georgia better wash your ass going down there.
Yeah, they better wash their ass going down there. Some sneaky losses that are going to jump up and get good teams over the next couple weeks. Just to mention it because it needs to be.
Yes.
Mississippi State's lead running back's name is Fluff Bothwell.
Fluff.
Fluff Bothwell.
Fluff.
It's a great name.
You sure about that?
Yes, his name.
Would you want somebody name? Would you think if your name was Fluff, it'd be cool?
Yeah. Tiger Woods' first caddy, Fluff Cowan.
I understand that.
Fluff Bunker.
That's got to be a nickname. Your mom ain't named you no damn Fluff.
Fluff Bothwell.
I would not want to be called because that's like
an adult entertainer.
Exactly.
His real name is Demarion.
Okay.
Demarion. So
right.
It is a nickname.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't want to be called Fluff though.
That's not a great name.
Like I would smell like fabric softener. Fluff.
Yeah, Fluff is not a hard.
It ain't, name. Man. It ain't. Hey, but he might run off through our ass though.
He's a good running back.
Hey, Jordan 929 the game. After each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover, it's your first chance to call and react to all the Falcons games. So it'd be here at 1 o'clock. Well, it'd be at what, 1 o'clock on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. But yeah, that's the Falcons flyover.
I was just thinking about
it's
how
brought
I'm gonna...
to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
I was thinking about how thankful I am that I have a Bluetooth read right after talking about Fluff Bothwell.
Oh, God. This is. Oh. Uh oh.
That was on accident, but boy, did that work out. We'll come back and get to the back page after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting somewhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Or maybe different phrase. Which, if you're not, me and Andy, we're trying to come up with another something for us. And so we were talking about getting our hats made.
Yeah.
I got my new Chattanooga Whiskey hat on, and so I sent the picture to my wife. And so she said, what do you want the hat to say?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, do you want to say Andy and Randy? Or maybe we could do different phrases. Both said, how about Born Hard?
Which is a good idea.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think a listener to this show would wear a hat that said Born Hard on it.
I do too.
Well, that's Randy's hat. I think Andy's hat could say Love You Too.
Yes. Yes.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Get the loot. Could also be another hat.
What?
Get the loot.
Get the loot.
Yep. There are so many different things.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And if you have any thoughts out there, obviously hit us up at TBM929.
I already got a Yams hat, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, some like get the loot, just different phrases.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of stuff that gets said repeatedly. Like things have become, phrases around here.
Yeah.
I mean, sir would be pretty funny if you just had a hat that said sir on it. Sir Randy. I think I'm not doing a good job of mentioning that enough because we did it and it was funny and we talked about
it. Because
you're a damn knight. We need to be.
I'm a low-key knight, man.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I don't bring out my blade unless I need to slice. You see what I'm saying?
I'm a low-key knight. Could also be on a hat.
Low-key knight is such a good idea for a hat.
Man. You know me, about, really you know my friend. Don't start and that won't be nothing, man. I'm just sitting over here with his iron waiting to pull out.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
I'm feeling pretty nighty, though.
You feeling nighty?
I'm feeling nighty. I just rewatched Game of Thrones again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for some reason. I'm running out of repeat shows, man. I just finished watching Game of Thrones again. I've watched Friday Night Lights again. I'm trying to figure out what...
Wire?
I just watched that one again, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm running out of choices. I watched Sons of Anarchy again. I did Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I wanted to do maybe Prison Break, but it's too many episodes in the series.
I saw somebody point out on Twitter that means white in German. So the Falcons, or sorry, the Braves kind of hired Walter White.
Oh, very good, Andy.
Walt Weiss.
Very good, Andy.
Yeah, and he kind of looks like him, too.
With very good. A little bit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Very good.
So Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Well, when you go 1-8, maybe Timmy Tube Socks comes in and asks you a question that you don't really not necessarily like.
Okay.
So here's B.O.B.
Yeah, I'm really glad. You know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up like once a month or something like that. Come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans.
Get that ass, Bill.
So, yeah, Bill O'Brien just absolutely hates that guy.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he's not a fan of Mike.
He's not a fan of who the hell
Mike is.
He's not a fan of who the hell Mike is, man. But that's what I told you to do. When you're losing like that, all right, and a non-football guy asks you any question, especially when it comes to why you're not playing well.
Even when you know you have a press conference
yes,
that day,
yes,
and they're going to ask you.
They're
going to
ask you a question. But at certain times when you're, I'm just telling you, when dudes like him, because obviously he knows Mike, and Mike, it seems like he's that guy. Because there's always, at every press conference,
BC Mike,
is always, there's always a guy at every single one. I don't know who the guy here is in Atlanta, but there's always a guy who always.
There's a reporter for Georgia that Kirby really doesn't like.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes after him.
What was
him
his name? Oh, God. He's retired now.
I think.
Chip. Right? Win a chip.
Arthur Smith used to really kind of give it to D-Led a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but there's always that guy who you don't never ask me questions when things are going well.
Right.
But when they're going bad, boy, you can't wait to ask. And I think sometimes that them dudes, them dorks can't wait for it to go bad. They'd rather for it to be bad.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
I think that's right.
I do believe that some media people that cover teams wanted to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of media people that if you cover a team for long enough and it's, you know, because you're like, the main person you deal with is for us is David Bassidy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, he's the nicest person in the world.
Yes, he is.
And great at his job.
Yes.
So that has an impact a little bit sometimes on how the last guy wasn't like that. the guy in Seattle didn't like that.
Oh, yeah. Like the last guy before Bassidy, oh, yeah, he was about to get paws put on him at camp.
Yeah.
Whoo. I don't get mad.
Real attitude.
I don't get mad too much at certain people when you're just doing your job, but I don't like you.
Yeah.
And I was ass at Flower Branch that damn day. Whoa. I said, who said what? Where is he? Where's he at? Because I ain't never met him before.
Yeah.
I don't know what he looked like. But they told me what he said. BG was like, no, Randy. Where's he at? I'm going to kick him in his mouth.
Yeah. I'm glad Bassidy has that job now. Anyway, thoughts and prayers for Bill O'Brien and the Boston College Eagles.
And Mike.
They suck.
Well, and the Eagles. Hey, man, one it's only year two of the program, though.
Whew.
They're working some
stuff
out. At
least they got hockey.
They do, and they're good at it, too.
They are pretty good at it.
So picture this. You're watching ESPN, and casual Monday afternoon, then Mike Greenberg turns, looks directly at the camera, and says this.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg from ESPN. If you are a YouTube TV customer, you could lose access to NFL and NBA games on ESPN and ABC. Don't miss out. Visit keepmynetworks.com to learn more.
Dude.
So he wants you to go to keepmynetworks.com and sign like a petition.
Messages look like they had a
horrible
gun pointed at them.
Yeah. Hostage.
Hostage.
Hostage tapes.
You know who's not a big fan of those messages?
Oh, we already know who did.
Oh, who? I don't know.
Oh, you don't know who went back at that?
Uh-uh.
Pat McAfee turns to the TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the camera.
You know, Pat, Pat couldn't wait.
Hey, Pat, it's that time in the show when we're supposed to read our go to the website sign. Here we go.
We're all done with it. And also, if you're on TV, stop telling people to go to a website to save a multi-billion dollar deal. Okay? Nobody cares what you have to say. There will be nothing that we say or any website that'll be visited that'll get this thing. There are, I'm going to say the exact names.
He's absolutely correct.
Sports, though. 100%. Yeah, sports, for the good of sports. Need each other. Need each other. A lot of people saying greedy corporate. It's like, yeah, need each other, especially with where sports are right now.
He's absolutely
correct. Go ahead, Pat.
He's right.
He's absolutely correct. I saw that this morning. I was like, oh, I know he would do it. Because all the other ones, it just looked like they were just being held hostage.
Yeah, it's like, fine, let's get this over
fine,
with.
Let's get this damn thing over with, man.
But, how many petitions does it take?
Do? Convince one of them to take less money?
Yeah, they're not doing that.
I bet that won't happen.
It's just a it's a greedy.
I bet that won't happen.
It's a greed off, and they'll figure it out. Yeah, somebody will cave.
And I'm not gonna talk bad about some TV network that could be spending money with us. But what I do know is that Fubo does have all of those.
That's what I do.
And Bally.
Yeah.
So you can watch the Braves, the Hawks.
And that's why we got it, because whatever this happens every year.
Yeah.
And when the Braves and Hawks stuff issue, I don't know what it was a couple years ago, because it's happened a few times. I was like, well, I want to watch the Hawks and Braves games.
Right.
What has it? Oh, Fubo? Okay. And then we get stuck. Even though I think they fixed whatever issue that was.
Right. Dispute, yeah, because that damn show took my damn $90.
But by that time, we had
forgot Fubo. To cancel it.
And Fubo's not bad. Like, you got DVR on there. Great storage. I've been DVRing stuff I forgot that I was recording for years.
I think you have like 1,000 hours or
it's
something.
It's crazy.
Weird.
Nice.
Like a lot.
Yeah. I got every Hawks game on there for the last 4 years. If you want to come over and take a trip down memory lane.
Sweet, because I have every episode of Monday Night Raw and Thursday Night and Friday Night SmackDown still sitting on my DVR.
Yeah, I got the Falcons games, the Hawks games, and Hometown on HGTV. I guess my wife said that one, so that's what we got.
So Tank Davis apparently is running into some problems, or at least he has somebody accusing him of running into some problems. So Jake Paul has officially canceled their fight because of Tank Davis having some issues at home. Jake Paul comes out and kind of roasts Tank, and I kind of support this. I'm not a huge Jake Paul fan. I was hoping, because this fight was going to be on Netflix, that I'd get to watch Tank Davis knock Jake Paul out. But Jake Paul did come out and say he didn't want to give this woman abuser a platform to grow his fans and grow his bank account. My company champions women. So good for you, Jake Paul. You have 3 points in my list. Now he's going after the Francis Ngannou, I guess, to get a fight with him.
Did he already fight him?
About him? I thought that they did.
I thought he fought Francis.
He's getting
already.
The initial stuff talking.
No, Francis got knocked out by, oh my God, what's my man from England, the brother that knocked Francis' move out? Oh. No, not Fury, the other one. The scary one, the scary brother. Anthony Joshua.
Mm.
Yeah, Anthony Joshua knocked him into like 2 weeks.
So do y'all remember the Atlas 3i, the comet coming from interstellar space through our solar system?
No.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I don't know, but I said yeah.
Well, so there was
I knew Bo was going to tell us more about it.
There was a Harvard scientist that thought that this could be a UFO.
He's
or
the one guy.
From another. Yeah, yeah, one guy. It was only one guy.
It was only one guy that saw it in Armageddon.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
And to be fair, the one guy is a Harvard scientist.
He is. Yeah, it's one guy that saw Armageddon.
It is science. People are going to have theories like this, and somebody's going to be right. Mm-hmm. So Atlas 3i is officially headed out of our solar system, but it has come around the sun.
Okay.
So Earth here, sun here, it's coming around. It's on its way out, but it's the closest it's going to be to Earth now for the next like 3 weeks. So you can spot it with like an amateur telescope.
Do I need to?
Only issue with this, Randy, you might not have an issue with it. You kind of got to be up before dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Or up very, very late at night to see it.
Okay.
Because it peaks the horizon. Yeah, when it's very, very dark, but it doesn't break the horizon until like 4 o'clock.
We ain't got to go to mama house, right?
No, it does help if you don't have a lot of light pollution.
No, I'm talking about, got to go, mama got a cellar.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, meaning that,
apocalypse.
Is this the one?
It hasn't. We'll find out soon. For about the next 3 weeks, you will be able to see this comet, as we think that it's a comet before. And this thing could be billions of years old. Like, it really.
That's cool.
We have no idea where it came from. Scientists are hoping to study it from afar with telescopes.
Did you see the moon last night?
Yes.
Yeah, supermoon.
Superman.
Closest it's going to be to the Earth the entire
season. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. I saw it.
Nobody gets more excited to see the moon than Jack. Especially when it's daytime. He's like, the moon's out. It's too early.
I'm like,
yeah, it's all right.
My boy's like, he's just growing.
Yeah, I know. He's really smart.
Yeah,
it's like, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Jack needs a telescope.
That's a good idea. His grandpa got him like a little slideshow thing that displays planets on the ceiling that you can click through. And then the other side of it does stars that kind of rotate at night.
I'm so tired.
Pretty cool.
So tired of
planets. I need to bring my telescope over.
This dude don't want
come on.
I got an attachment.
But I mean, Smyrna, we got a lot of light pollution in Smyrna.
Yeah.
I got an attachment for it that I haven't used yet where it attaches my phone. And the camera goes right up to the telescope lens, so you can just watch it or you can see on your phone without having to shut an eye and get all close to your.
We might do a bonfire on Friday.
Oh.
Come over.
I just might.
All right.
That sounds great.
Does sound great. All right. We're going to take a break. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour next. get back into some Falcons conversation. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.